This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director. We're going to be talking about homeless veterans, tiny homes, with Ethan Corbin, Big Frog Custom T-Shirts, and more, and Crystal Loaf with Calm Waters. You're the CEO of Calm Waters, Crystal. First of all, the city's got a project with tiny homes. I've been promoting this myself, I think, with Pat Starr and that even 3 or 4 years ago. But there's room for more, too. You know, Calm Waters, tell us what's your dream and what's your idea with that.
Well, the idea started years ago when I was going to grad school for social work. I was just then actually dating my husband and saw him struggle and jump through a lot of hoops to try to get into the VA system and struggle mentally and emotionally with some things. And I said I wanted to get into the VA and actually fix some of those issues. So I got into the VA and worked there for a little while and realized that I couldn't do that. But there were some common things that I heard from veterans. I've been doing therapy for quite some time. And as I was doing therapy with the veterans, I heard a common theme. And I said, you know what, this is how I can help them. I can start a nonprofit, build a place that's going to be calming and relaxing for them, get them to really focus on themselves, to help decrease the anxiety levels for them, give them a chance to engage in pro-social activities, doing different hobbies so they can stay sober and really focus on themselves.
So it's not just a tiny home where they could get off the street. It's more, you have, like you say, therapy and group support.
Absolutely.
Crystal, the Calm Waters land has always been, you know, it's so valuable around here. To get the land to put something like this, how are you doing in that?
Well, that's something that we're still looking for. We have somebody that is kind of on the back burner a little bit that is possibly going to donate some land to us. I'm not quite sure if it's going to work for what we're looking for, so we're still looking for other avenues that are out there, but we're looking for about 10 to 15 acres.
Well, 10 or 15 acres is, you know, a pretty big garden if you're going to, you know, plow it by hand.
Yes.
But is there any special location you're looking for?
No, just something right outside city limits, preferably not terribly far because we understand that we do have to travel veterans in for appointments and whatnot, but we do want them outside city limits so it can be very calming and relaxing for them.
All right. Well, Ethan Corbin, you're the Big Frog Custom T-Shirts and more. You have a fundraiser going on right now. And, you know, with the COVID this last year, a lot of nonprofits are, it's kind of hard to have a fundraiser because, you know, they can't have their walkathons or you know, bikeathons or whatever, a bowl-a-thon or whatever. Tell us how you're helping to raise some money for this.
Yeah, so Crystal reached out, and I heard about the cause, and it was a no-brainer for us on our side. And so we've created a store with her. So we have, t-shirts for sale. We have some nice canvas bags for sale, tumblers for sale on there, with proceeds going back to Calm Waters so that we can help raise some money and, you know, use it to help purchase land or purchase, you know, really, you know, whatever they're needing, you know, supplies, whatever we can do to give back.
Crystal Loaf, Calm Waters. Have you formed a nonprofit on this? You say you're CEO. Tell us how that's forming.
Yes, we started the nonprofit last year. We have a board set up, and we strategically picked some people that could bring a lot of their expertise to the board to help get us up and running. And we have a really strong board right now and been meeting for several months and coming up with a lot of really good ideas for fundraising and building out different projects. So I'm excited to see that roll out.
What was the situation with the VA you mentioned earlier? You were trying to actually do something about it, and it's not easy, is it?
No, it literally is an act of Congress to make some changes within the VA system. So,
well, I'm a Vietnam veteran, and it took many, many years to get the Agent Orange to be acknowledged. And I hate to say it, but a lot of people died before they actually, you know, Dashiell actually is one of the people. It was quite a few years before they actually started to do something about that. I think the VA is one of the best we have here in Sioux Falls right now compared to other VAs. But like you say, it's a federal government thing, but they do have a good mental health department, I think. And they're building a new building just for that.
with just the hoops the veterans run into on a daily basis and trying to get help and know who to talk to and where to go to get that help that they need.
So you were actually a therapist with some of the veterans?
Yes.
The World War II, they called it pull up your boots by the bootstraps. That's pretty hard to do yourself. You need someone else to help you with that. They called it shell shock. Vietnam basically defined, I think, PTSD people see things in the military during war that I think the brain just isn't wired to have to deal with. PTSD has since been recognized as a trauma that actually has helped other people that have had other trauma, like car accidents or rape or that type of thing, to deal with. It's similar. But they don't really get over it, do they? They just have to learn to live with it.
Yeah, learn to work through that and to help minimize some of the maybe triggers that they might have.
We Were Soldiers. That's a good movie to look at, I think, to see some definitions there. But we're talking with Ethan Corbin, a Big Pearl Custom T-Shirts and More, who's helping with a fundraiser, and Crystal Loaf, Calm Water CEO. The Sioux Falls area has the majority of the homeless. There's homeless throughout the state. I think it's, 600-700 homeless? I think, I don't know how they count them, but one in three nationally is a veteran. The 22 challenge, I think, is still going on, where they say do 22 sit-ups of whichever a day to remind you that we lose 22 veterans nationally a day to suicide. Suicide really isn't, sometimes some people think, well, they just give up. But majority of them, I think, would better understand it's they just want to get away from the pain. They can't take it anymore. And the VA, I think, does some things, but many choose to be homeless, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I think those that are struggling with a lot of mental health issues, they start to isolate from a lot of their family and friends, and so they pulled back so much that they just don't know how to really reintegrate back to trusting other people to help them.
Trust is a part of that. The Vietnam era, they never got a welcome home, but the VA has improved, I think, a whole lot since then. Now, where'd you get the idea to, this is a pretty big project for you to, you know, this is your dream, Crystal. How did it kind of form? How did it kind of come together that you wanted to do this?
Oh, ever since I was little, I've always wanted to help people. I knew from at a young age I wanted to go into social work, and more and more I got into doing social work, I found a passion in working with veterans, and I don't know, I just saw the hurt from on the inside that the veterans were carrying on a daily basis, and I just wanted to help them more than I felt other places were doing, and I feel like there's more that we can really do for them.
What do you vision? You mentioned tiny homes. I think people are starting to, know what we're talking about when we say tiny homes. If you go to China or Japan, that would be an average apartment. We don't need big homes. We can live in a very small, square foot area. But it would take land. It would take facilities, hookups, or whichever, too. That's a continuing thing. I know in Colorado, they've been very successful in eliminating homelessness there. They have a policy where they rent the tiny home for contract for, I think, $100 a month. And most people can panhandle $100 a month. But at the end of 4 years, they give them an option to buy it. But at the end of that 4 years, they have equity. And they make it very affordable for them to buy it, something that they can get a loan for, because if they're living in a tiny home, they're more apt to get a job because they want to, pay that $100 or rent or whichever. But it actually steers them on a path off the street to where they can say, I can earn some money. I can have some equity for a down payment or loan or whichever. So they actually sell it to them. And, like I say, with the increase in housing costs, the lumber, that type of thing, I'm afraid things are going to get more and more expensive. But I think the city, what is the city for the, you get confused with the city plan, I guess, a little bit. Now, they've got land. They've got a plan there. And trouble is, when you go to people to ask for help on this, they're already hooked up with the city plan. So you kind of need some help too. But if you can talk to a veteran out there that is living on the street, I hate to say it again, but I predict every winter that we lose somebody to, you know, basically freezing to death under a bridge someplace. It doesn't have to happen. Alcohol might be a part of that, or drug addiction, or other things. But people say, what can I do? And Crystal, you've got a plan. You've got an idea. You have a board of directors. What's the plan?
Well, Calm Waters actually has a big umbrella to it. There's a lot of other pieces underneath it that we plan to roll out over the next several years. The village is just one piece of that. So, like you mentioned, part of that will be housing, but then we'll also have, it'll be more military-like culture out there, so it'll be more familiar for them. We do plan to have a chow hall out there, so they'll gather together and have like family meals together with all the veterans that live out there and any staff that's out there. They can all participate together. We plan to have some fun functions out there, like we talked about, maybe Friday night movie nights and doing like fire pits on Saturdays or something like that to just keep them engaged and have the socialization, because that's a big key there. We also plan to have a big warehouse where they can do... be engaged in more pro-social activities, doing things with their hands, whether it's woodworking or working on cars, doing mechanic stuff, taking things apart. Maybe it's making like paracord bracelets. I worked with somebody that did that, or some Indian bead bracelets. And part of the warehouse actually will have a store available for them that they can actually sell their merchandise. So we do plan to open that up to everybody that wants to come out. We thought maybe on Saturday mornings, 8 to noon or something like that, like the farmer's market, people can come out and help support the veterans locally and buy the stuff that they're making too.
Similar, I suppose, to Lifescape does with some of their clients, I think. But it would be for veterans, a support group, a live-in support group, I guess, where you're sure that they're getting the nutrition and self-esteem when they make something or able to do, you know, take a car apart or whichever. Self-esteem is a whole different thing from their perspective as part of that trust, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
How many... veterans, do you think that something like this, do you project maybe, you know, starting initially, how many veterans do you think you might harmlessly be able to take care of?
Well, we're hoping to have about 15 houses to start out with and then continue growing from there, which is why we're looking for that 10 to 15 acres so that we can have room to expand house-wise.
Now, these tiny houses, describe them.
The ones that we had picked out that we kind of want to look, that we're looking at, is they're between 200 to 350 square feet. It's all open. They have a small little bathroom with a corner shower in there, a small little kitchenette basically for them, a little table and chairs, and then a bed to sleep in.
A private shower.
Yes.
A private bathroom.
Yes.
A private bedroom. That's important too. It's not like having a bunk at the community homeless center, but the homeless, how do you define homeless?
Well, really, we are willing to help anybody that does need this support, so they don't technically have to be homeless or anybody living on the streets or couch surfing or anything like that. Anybody that feels that they do need that help and that support, they're welcome to come out there.
Would you work with the VA Veterans Center?
Yes.
The main thing, I guess, is that if you can save one person, get one person off the street, it's all worth it. Now, fundraising, Ethan, I'm just giving you a chance here to say you've got a fundraiser. Is there a deadline on this particular fundraiser right now?
We haven't set up a deadline yet. I mean, really, we want to keep it open, give as many people the opportunity to get some good gear and some cool merchandise, and at the same time be able to.
We're talking good gear. What kind of gear are we talking about?
Yes, we got T-shirts, different styles, colors. We have really nice canvas bags, for you know, a picnic or going to the pool or whatever. We also have tumblers on there as well, you know, drinkware for coffee and water and whatnot. So, you know, kind of, you know, people get some, you know, good Calm Waters stuff to wear and to promote it. At the same time, it's raising money to, you know, to give to them to help get this whole thing going.
Well, describe what's on the t-shirt.
Yeah, so actually she's wearing one right now. So this one says individually, let's see here, individually taking responsibility, collectively changing the world, Calm Waters. On the tumblers, it'll be the Calm Waters, and then like on the bags, it's the Calm Waters, and then on the other side with the American flag.
Many people say, how can I help a veteran? How can I help the homeless? Yeah. Well, these are all things they can use. Is this a website they can go to?
Yes. So there is a link. We can provide you guys with that.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, there's a link to it so they can go on there, place their order, and...
Well, imagine if they Google Big Frog on Google Sioux Falls, it'll come up.
Yes, it will come up. Yep. And if you actually, if you go out to Calm Water, let's see here, Calm Waters VV Sioux Falls itemorder.com/sale.
We'll put it on our podcast up on our stations, but
yeah.
And we'll repeat this because nobody had a pencil in their hand when you said that. So
right.
We'll repeat this down the line. Why are you interested? You're a veteran. Tell us about your...
I am. Yeah. I was in the Air National Guard from 2010 to 2016. So, I mean, just hearing what she's wanting to do and, you know, obviously, especially with last year, I mean, I'm sure that the homeless rate increased dramatically and, you know, veterans were affected as well by it. So when I heard what she's doing, what she wants to do, I thought it's a super cool idea. It was, I mean, I didn't have to think about it. I was all on board on that. Cause I do, you know, luckily for me, I was never in any combat. My deployment, we were at what's called a forward deployment, location. So what we were doing is we were basically, taking Stryker tanks and then getting them up to Afghanistan to, you know, to help with that. So luckily I didn't see anything crazy. But I know for a lot of guys, you know, I have my brother, he did go through some of that stuff and, just, you know, kind of, hearing some of the stories that he shared, you know, and I have other friends that have, you know, been through some stuff overseas and, you know, they really are, you know, when you get out of the service, you know, the military is so structured. And so everything is, you know exactly what you're doing for, you know, every hour of the day. So then when you come back to the civilian world where you really have full control of your life, you know, a lot of them are kind of like, you know, I don't know what to do. But they still want to be, you know, a productive member of society. So I feel like, you know, with this, you know, they're going to be working on cars, doing woodworking, you know, kind of finding the hobby that that they enjoy doing. I really feel like it's going to, you know, give them that sort, you know, that feeling of accomplishment for what they're doing.
Used to be a group at the VA that would hand out model airplanes and stuff like that for people to, you know, put together. I guess maybe a lot of that World War II volunteerism is disappearing. It's hard to, even the Legion and the VFW and that, it's hard for them to get the young people involved.
Yeah.
Mainly because everybody's so busy right now. But did the military give you enough, when you're leaving the military, did they give you enough to feel like you could get back to civilization? Did they train? Did they do enough?
You know, the National Guard does a pretty good job, or, you know, at least the South Dakota National Guard does a pretty good job of trying to, you know, help you set yourself up for success, you know, as you're departing, you know, but for a lot of the active duty guys, they're leaving, you know, a state or sometimes a country, you know, if they're stationed in Germany, you know, they're leaving and they're going back to, you know, back home where a lot of their friends and family have maybe moved, you know, to different cities. So they're kind of going back to an unfamiliar location. And so granted, you know, so yes, I was kind of given, you know, some help as to, you know, what's going to, you know, leaving the military. But for a lot of these guys, they're not getting that help.
Have you talked to the DAV and the American Legion? Are they aware of your ideas?
Yes, I've talked to some of them.
Okay. Well, you're kind of in the beginnings here a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, you know, South Dakota has a high percentage of military, you know, retired. And we have, you know, probably more Navy than any other service. I don't know, something about when you're from South Dakota, you want to join the Navy, not, you don't want to get in the mud with the Army, I guess. But there's a high percentage per capita of military here in South Dakota, and it goes back to Buffalo Soldiers, Civil War, so on and so forth, you know, Custer and all of that in our history. But the military, for those who haven't been in the military, it's really hard to describe to them. Vietnam, I was not in Vietnam. I was in Guam because I was a journalist, Armed Forces Radio Network. But the first day I got there, they were cleaning up the guard shack because a Marine blew his brains out because he got a Dear John letter. So, yeah, it's Vietnam, it was all high school kids. You graduate from high school, if you didn't have a college deferment or something else like that, that was a graduation going in the Army. It was a draft. People don't know what a draft is today. These young people don't. You know, you didn't have a choice. And is that something that you heard when you were talking to some veterans? We were talking with Ethan Coben and Chris Wolf with Calm Waters. You did some therapy with veterans. Did you do older veterans as well?
Yeah, I saw all eras, actually.
World War II, they had the Moose Lodge, they had the Legion, the DAV. They would sit at the bar and have a beer and look at each other, but they didn't have to say anything because they understood each other without having to say anything. A lot of people, even today, never talked about World War II, the service, or maybe they're just beginning to maybe actually say anything about it. It's internalized a lot, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, having other people that understand and recognize without having to say a word, having a, like you say, it's a group support, this village. It takes a village, mm-hmm. You know. You really can, I think, it's hard to get somebody off the street by themselves, but if they can see where they're going to, and it's kind of like those who have been have a responsibility for those who are in need, so on and so forth. But this group therapy sounds like they can see, well, if they can do it, maybe I can. These are a lot of cliches, but I think they really apply. We're speaking with Crystal Loaf of Calm Waters, CEO, and Ethan Coben on the program with us for Big Frog Custom T-shirts as a fundraiser for Calm Waters. Crystal, I believe that the idea of having dogs with the veterans was something that you wanted to pursue.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely want to partner with the Humane Society and work together with matching up an animal, whether it's a dog or a cat, and help rescue the animals from the Humane Society, but also give the veterans a companion and emotional support if they want. It's not something that's required, but definitely helps with their emotional status and well-being, get some something to get up for in the morning and get them out and exercising and gives them a little bit more purpose.
Well, dogs can recognize when a person is depressed or needs comfort. Dogs seem to sense that. And dogs go through trauma, too, in a sense. So that makes a good combination for the veterans. You were just on Kello TV, I believe, last week, right?
No, not yet, actually. We did a recording for them, and it should air, actually, I think, tonight.
Okay. Well, you heard it first right here. Radio. The village, give us an idea again of your picture of the dream that you have. If you were to make a painting of it, I guess, what would it look like?
Oh, it would be a very calming, relaxing place for them. It's my vision is that the houses are going to be kind of like a oval set up in an oval kind of location, somewhat spread apart. We want to have a nice little walkway for them to kind of be able to walk around, have some time to kind of reflect for themselves. We do want to have some fire pits out there that they can kind of enjoy the outdoors. Of course, we would have a couple American flags, maybe like the Sioux Falls flag would be nice to have out there, as well as the South Dakota flag. A building, kind of warehouse type shed out there, as well as a chow hall that they can do, have a different gatherings in. Like, we'll have a separate area in the chow hall that'll have like living quarters in there where they can actually come together and watch TV in their space with the other veterans to kind of watch movies and whatnot together if they wanted to do that.
Well, the tiny homes gives them privacy, but I the sense of what you're doing, in a sense, it's kind of like a military base where they have a cafeteria, commons area, a place for entertainment, that type of thing. And that would be kind of familiar to a veteran in a sense, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. We do want it to be more familiar to them. And doing counseling, I've heard a lot of veterans tell me over the years that they feel like they've really been picked up in one spot in their life and dropped off somewhere foreign and expected to know how to live. And I want to make it easier for them to really transition, give them something that feels comfortable, help them through the therapeutic process and transitioning, and make it less anxiety provoking for them, and then transition them back into the world to make them feel a little bit more comfortable in doing so.
Well, the modern veteran, talking with Crystal Loaf, Calm Water CEO, and Ethan Corbin with his on the program with Big Frog Custom T-shirts as a fundraiser for them. Crystal, I guess one way that maybe people who don't know, they're not in their shoes, can see a little bit into what it's like is, I remember the movie American Sniper. I can't remember his name, but he had many honors and was a hero in many, many ways. But if you notice in the movie, when he came home, he didn't go home for about a week. It shows him in a bar and drinking. And it took a little while to leave what he, was using as kind of his living experience to it is not easy to go back to civilian life.
It isn't, and my hope is really to work with the bases here in the state. We have enough of them, enough military bases here that I'm hoping that if we have people that are really struggling, that we can help with that transition here and working with them. Something else that we plan to do is really working closely with the employers here in town to educate them a little bit more in hiring veterans and what that looks like and how maybe to approach them and how to work with them when they see and know that they're struggling, because turnover rates cost an employer a lot of money. And I know that they get frustrated, and I know that they feel at a loss, and we want to be there to support them as well.
Well, Crystal, you've done therapy with veterans. With the anonymity of radio, you never know who's listening. If there is someone out there that is thinking of homeless and is on that fine line of whichever, if you want to say something to them, sometimes the anonymity of radio, no one has to know that they're listening. What would you say to them?
That there are people out there that truly want to help, that all you have to do is be willing to take that step forward and say, you know what, I think I need some help somewhere in my life, and willing to ask for that. Sometimes it's hard to let that pride down, but, we're not made to go through life doing it on our own. Otherwise, we would make our own clothes, or we would make our own cars, we would make all of our food, but we don't. We rely on other people. So for us to expect to do everything else emotionally in life on our own is unrealistic. And so it's okay to ask people for help, and just know that there are people out there that are truly willing to help you.
Crystal, how can people reach you? You're on Facebook, you have a website, or is the fundraiser with Big Frog, how do they get to that?
Yeah, well, they can get in contact with Big Frog. We do have a online store set up through them. It is also posted on our Calm Waters Facebook page. All of my contact information is on the Calm Waters Facebook page as well. We are currently working on our website, so that is not up as of yet, but it will be soon.
Well, Crystal Loaf, Calm Water CEO, Ethan Corbin has been with us with Big Frog Custom T-shirts for their fundraiser. It's you're just beginning. You're just, you got the idea, and you're getting people together. And if people want to volunteer and be with you, I'm sure that they can find you on Facebook. And I'm sure there's people out in the audience right now that were saying, how can I help a veteran? How can I help the homeless? Well, this is one way they can do that. And I want to appreciate and thank you for being with us on Forum.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.